passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. At the end of January, one of my colleagues visited Matagorda Island for an open waterfowl hunt. About 4 dozen men, women, and children were up early, undaunted by the first real rainfall the area had seen in months, to hunt on this public land.
And the guys in 8 and 13 were going to go in this one-ton dog that's in the shop, the dry one.
Todd Marandino is a wildlife biologist who assisted with the morning's activities. While hunting waterfowl or any species on public land offers outstanding opportunity that does require planning and flexibility.
Public hunting is just a different style or type of waterfowl hunting, primarily because unlike a guided operation or your own private lease, there's an element of unknown of where you're going to go because folks that are in front of you may pick the spots you wanted to go to, or you may just be unfamiliar with the place and not know a good site to hunt. So there's a little bit of kind of an uncertain element to it, and just the fact that because of the check-in procedure and the paperwork procedure, sometimes you're out in the field extremely early. Just like this morning, these guys will be set up an hour before shooting time, whereas on a private lease or a guided operation, you know, you'd probably be getting set up right at shooting time.
That's our show. We had help today from Steve Lightfoot. The Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.